The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Saturday, May 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Saturday of the fourth week of Easter in the Missal. This is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And today is the optional memorial of St. Joseph the Worker. Pope Pius XII instituted this feast to inspire deep devotion to St. Joseph and as a response to the May Day celebrations for workers sponsored by communists. The feast was instituted in 1955. It extends the long relationship between Joseph and the cause of workers in both Catholic faith and devotion. It was beginning in the book of Genesis. The dignity of human work has long been celebrated as a participation in the creative work of God. Saint Joseph is held up as a model of such work. Pius XII said, "The Spirit flows to you and to all men from the heart of the God-man, Savior of the world, but certainly no worker was ever more completely and profoundly penetrated by it than the foster father of Jesus, who lived with him in closest intimacy and community of family life and work." Happy optional memorial of St. Joseph the Worker. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Father, I dedicate this new day to you as I go about my work. I ask you to bless those with whom I come in contact. Lord, I pray for all men and women who work to earn their living. Give them satisfaction in what they do. Spirit of God, comfort the unemployed and their families. They are your children and my brothers and sisters. I ask you to help them find work soon. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray that those in charge of finance will work with governments to regulate the financial sphere and protect citizens from its dangers. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DeFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
Mary, the Great Believer. Mary is the great believer who humbly offered herself to God as an empty vessel for him to use in his mysterious plan. All she wanted to be was the instrument and servant of the Word. She believed even in the face of certain incomprehensible facts. Today, God is still mysterious. Indeed, he seems to have a kind of obscurity in store for each person's life. But could he ever render any life as dark and incomprehensible as he did Mary's? This is the real reason for her greatness and her being called blessed. She is the great believer. Consequently, she is represented to us not as a distant, haloed figure, but as forever the young girl who entered Elizabeth's house with the shining light of mystery on her brow, and surrounded by the radiance of purity and half-hope. Mary cannot remain silent at this moment. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Mary deflects Elizabeth's praise from herself to God the Lord. It is he who deserves all praise. In so acting, Mary has shown the way for all future praise of herself. It is to be praise of God as he is mirrored in his graciousness to human beings.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions Learn more at stlukeproductions.com.
How could it be this baby in my arms sleeping now so peacefully? The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bone. Still, Father, let this baby be a son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king who looks so small, his face and hands so fair? When he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? How could it be?
That's Michael Card, and if you didn't figure it out, he is singing in the person of St. Joseph. That's called Joseph's Song. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Saturday of the fourth week of Easter, May 1st, 2021, the optional memorial of St. Joseph the Worker. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Today is the feast of St. Joseph the Worker and also International Labor Day. Let us pray together for all workers so that no one might be without work and all might be paid a just wage. May all benefit from the dignity of work and the beauty of rest. And let us begin this liturgical day now as we join hearts, hands, and voices with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
The Lord is
within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord. Eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena. Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
The Lord delivered his people from the oppressor. Alleluia.
The Lord delivered his people from the oppressor. Alleluia.
How often they defied him in the wilderness and caused him pain in the desert. Yet again they put God to the test and grieved the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his deeds, nor the day he saved them from the foe, when he worked his miracles in Egypt, his wonders in the plains of Zoan, when he turned their rivers into blood, made their streams impossible to drink. He sent dog flies against them to devour them and swarms of frogs to molest them. He gave their crops to the grub, the fruit of the labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle to plague, their flocks and herds to pestilence. He turned on them the heat of his anger, fury, rage and havoc, a troop of destroying angels. He gave free course to his anger. He did not spare them from death, but gave their lives to the plague. He struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the finest flower in the dwellings of Ham.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord delivered his people from the oppressor. Alleluia.
The Lord led his people to his holy mountain. Alleluia.
The Lord led his people to his holy mountain. Alleluia.
Then he brought forth his people like sheep. He guided his flock in the desert. He led them safely with nothing to fear, while the sea engulfed their foes. So he brought them to his holy land, to the mountain which his right hand had won. He drove out the nations before them and divided the land for their heritage. Their tents he gave as a dwelling to each one of Israel's tribes. Still, they put God to the proof and defied him. They refused to obey the Most High. They strayed, as faithless as their fathers, like a bow on which the archer cannot count. With their mountain shrines, they angered him. made him jealous with the idols they served. God saw and was filled with fury. He utterly rejected Israel. He forsook his dwelling place in Shiloh, the tent where he lived among men. He gave his ark into captivity, his glorious ark, into the hands of the foe. He gave up his people to the sword in his anger against his chosen ones. So war devoured their young men. Their maidens had no wedding songs. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lament. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord led his people to his holy mountain. Alleluia.
The Lord chose the tribe of Judah and David his servant to shepherd Israel, his chosen people. Alleluia.
The Lord chose the tribe of Judah and David his servant to shepherd Israel, his chosen people. Alleluia.
Then the Lord awoke as if from sleep, like a warrior overcome with wine. He struck his foes from behind and put them to everlasting shame. He rejected the tent of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, the hill of Zion, which he loves. He built his shrine like the heavens, or like the earth, which he made firm forever. And he chose David his servant and took him away from the sheepfolds. From the care of the ewes he called him to be shepherd of Jacob, his people, of Israel, his own possession. He tended them with blameless heart, with discerning mind he led them.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. For your people, Lord Jesus, you bring water from the rock and rain bread from heaven. You forgive sins with limitless generosity. Do not let us be marked by the unfaithfulness as in days of old, but grant that the covenant you sealed with your blood may merit us a place with you in your kingdom.
The Lord chose the tribe of Judah and David his servant to shepherd Israel, his chosen people. Alleluia.
God has given us new birth into a living hope. Alleluia.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead.
Alleluia.
From the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel coming down from heaven. His authority was so great that all the earth was lighted up by his glory. He cried out in a strong voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons. She is a cage for every unclean spirit, a cage for every filthy and disgusting bird. For she has made all the nations drink the poisoned wine of her lewdness. The kings of the earth committed fornication with her, and the world's merchants grew rich from her wealth and wantonness." Then I heard another voice from heaven say, "Depart from her, my people, for fear of sinning with her and sharing the plagues inflicted on her. For her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God keeps count of her crimes. Pay her back as she has paid others. Pay her double for her deeds. Pour into her cup twice the amount she concocted. In proportion to her boasting and sensuality, repay her in torment and grief. For she said to herself, 'I sit enthroned as a queen. No widow am I, and never will I go into mourning.' Therefore, her plagues will come all at once, death and mourning and famine. She shall be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who condemns her." The kings of the earth who committed fornication with her and wallowed in her sensuality will weep and lament over her when they see the smoke arise as she burns. They will keep their distance for fear of the punishment inflicted on her, and will say, "Alas, alas, great city that you are, Babylon the mighty! In a single hour your doom has come." The merchants of the world will weep and mourn over her too, for there will be no more market for their imports. Their cargoes of gold and silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen and purple garments, silk and scarlet cloth, fragrant wood of every kind, all sorts of ivory pieces and expensive wooden furniture, bronze, iron, and marble, cinnamon and amomum, perfumes, myrrh and frankincense, wine and olive oil, fine flour and grain, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, slaves and human lives. The fruit your appetite craved has deserted you. All your luxury and splendor are gone. You shall never find them again. The merchants who deal in these goods, who grew rich from business with the city, will keep their distance for fear of the punishment inflicted on her. Weeping and mourning, they cry out, "Alas, alas, the great city, dressed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, adorned all in gold and jewels and pearls. In a single hour, this great wealth has been destroyed. Every captain and navigator, all sailors and seafaring men, then stood at a distance and cried out when they saw the smoke go up as the city burned to the ground. What city could have compared with this great one? They poured dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and mourning. Alas, alas, the great city, in which all shipowners grew rich from their profitable trade with her. In a single hour her destruction has come about. Rejoice over her, you heavens, you saints, apostles, and prophets, for God has exacted punishment from her on your account."
Depart from Babylon, purify yourselves, you who carry the vessels of the Lord.
For the Lord shall lead you forth,
and the God of Israel shall be your rear guard.
Hallelujah.
Depart from Babylon, my people. Let each one save himself from the anger of the Lord.
For the Lord shall lead you forth, and the God of Israel shall be your rear guard.
Alleluia.
From the Commentary on the Letter to the Romans by St. Cyril of Alexandria, Bishop. Though many, we are one body, and members one of another, united by Christ in the bonds of love. Christ has made Jews and Gentiles one by breaking down the barrier that divided us and abolishing the law with its precepts and decrees. This is why we should all be of one mind, and if one member suffers some misfortune, all should suffer with him. If one member is honored, all should be glad. Paul says, "Accept one another as Christ accepted you for the glory of God." Now, accepting one another means being willing to share one another's thoughts and feelings, bearing one another's burdens, and preserving the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. This is how God accepted us in Christ, for John's testimony is true. And he said that God the Father loved the world so much that he gave his own Son for us. God's Son was given as a ransom for the lives of us all. He has delivered us from death, redeemed us from death and from sin. Paul throws light on the purpose of God's plan when he says that Christ became the servant of the circumcised to show God's fidelity. God had promised the Jewish patriarchs that he would bless their offspring
and make it as numerous as the stars of heaven. This is why the divine Word himself, who as God holds all creation in being and is the source of its well-being, appeared in the flesh and became man. He came into this world in human flesh, not to be served, but, as he himself said, to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Christ declared that his coming in visible form was to fulfill the promise made to Israel. "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," he said. Paul was perfectly correct, then, in saying that Christ became a servant of the circumcised in order to fulfill the promise made to the patriarchs, and that God the Father had charged him with this task, as also with the task of bringing salvation to the Gentiles, so that they too might praise their Savior and Redeemer as the Creator of the universe. In this way, God's mercy has been extended to all men, including the Gentiles, and it can be seen that the mystery of the divine wisdom contained in Christ has not failed in its benevolent purpose. In the place of those who fell away, the whole world has been saved.
It was our duty to proclaim the Word of God to you first, but since you reject it and thus condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life,
We now turn to the Gentiles.
Alleluia. This is what the Lord commands us to do. I have made you a light to the nations.
We now turn to the Gentiles. Alleluia.
Let us pray. O God, who in the celebration of Easter graciously give to the world the healing of heavenly remedies, show benevolence to your church, that our present observance may benefit us for eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Twenty-7 minutes past the hour on Saturday, May 1st, 2021, Saturday of the fourth week of Easter, and the optional memorial of St. Joseph the Worker. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Show me the way to your light, Jesus, open the door to my soul. Spirit, answer my prayer with the truth. Father, live life in Christ. Help me to shine with your love, Jesus, guide me with hope and your grace. Spirit, give me the strength for the fight. Father, live life in Christ. Live life in Christ.
Do you love him? Stand by my side in the dark. Spirit, hold me inside of your heart. Father, live life in Christ. Live life in Christ. open the door to my soul. Spirit, answer my prayer with the truth. Father, live life.
That's Ned Tanner, Live Life in Christ. It's 28 minutes before the hour on Saturday, May 1st, 2021, Saturday of the fourth week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord continues to explain to his disciples who he is. And it's one of those passages where I imagine Jesus getting quite frustrated and saying, "Ah, Philip, don't you get it yet?" It's from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John.
"If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. Henceforth, you know him and have seen him."
Philip said to him,
"Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied."
"Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Truly, truly I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app.
"My heart overflows with good things. I'll sing my song to the King. My tongue is nimble, my song is a sweet-sounding melody. And fair in beauty are you than all other princes of men. Your grace is poured out in your word to bless your bride again. Tempered with love, anointing all mankind. Your scepter tempered with love, anointing all mankind." Thank you. with fragrant oils of gladness, with fragrant perfume upon your rose.
Thank you.
Singing in the person of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that's Sarah Hart. His name is Joseph. Before that, John Michael Talbot, the Ode of the Bride, our Saturday gift of music to our Blessed Mother. It's 16 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Saturday of the fourth week of Easter, the optional memorial of St. Joseph the Worker, May 1st, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Time to pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
God, whose almighty and darkness heard, and took their flight. Hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Savior, who came to give those who in darkness lived healing and sight, help those who seek to find, heal those whose hearts are blind, and in each humble mind let there be light. Spirit of truth and love, life-giving holy dove, speed forth your flight. Move on the water's face, bearing the tide, rolling in full its pride through the earth far and wide, let there be light.
How wonderful are your works, O Lord. Alleluia.
How wonderful are your works, O Lord. Alleluia.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night, on the ten-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp.
Your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works! How deep are your designs! The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand.
Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed. But you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish, all doers of evil are scattered.
To me you give the wild ox's strength. You anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes. My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar.
Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now,
and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Take our shame away from us, Lord, and make us rejoice in your saving works. May all who have been chosen by your Son always abound in works of faith, hope, and love in your service.
How wonderful are your works, O Lord. Alleluia.
I will pour cleansing water upon you. Alleluia.
I will pour cleansing water upon you.
Alleluia.
I will take you away from the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land.
I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you.
I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts.
I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees.
You shall live in the land I gave your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will pour cleansing water upon you.
Alleluia. All things are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Alleluia.
All things are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Alleluia.
How great is your name, O Lord, our God, through all the earth.
Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man, that you care for him.
Yet you have made him little less than a god, With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air, and fish that make their way through the waters.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Lord, how wonderful is your name. You have made every creature subject to you. Make us worthy to give you service.
All things are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Alleluia.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. None of us lives as his own master, and none of us dies as his own master. While we live, we are responsible to the Lord. And when we die as his servants. Both in life and death, we are the Lord's. That is why Christ died and came to life again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
When the Prince of Pastors comes again, you will receive from him an unfading crown of glory. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When the Prince of Pastors comes again, you will receive from him an unfading crown of glory. Alleluia. Christ has made known to us the life that lasts forever. With faith and joy, let us cry out to him, saying,
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace.
Eternal Shepherd, look on your flock as it rises from sleep.
Feed us with the word of life and the bread from heaven.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. Keep us safe from wolf and hireling.
And make us faithful in listening to your voice.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. You are present to all who preach your gospel and give power to their words.
Make us today preachers of your resurrection by your holiness of life.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. Be our great joy that no one can take from us.
So that we may reject sin with its sadness and reach out to eternal life.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. And as we begin the movement toward Sunday, the celebration of resurrection every week, we offer the prayers and joy and hopes of our own hearts. Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, may your resurrection bring us the riches of your grace. Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who in the celebration of Easter graciously give to the world the healing of heavenly remedies, show benevolence to your church, that our present observance may benefit us for eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, the weekend is here. Have fun, enjoy it, but keep it safe and keep it holy. The Saturday edition of Morning Air in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at relevantradio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.